B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up. The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Danny?
This is Danny.
Hey, Danny. What's up? It's Romero calling you from the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
You and your family are self-quarantining right now?
Yeah, man. My parents are 60, and then my grandparents are like 80-something.
Yeah.
So we're doing the whole precautionary stuff, being careful.
Oh, so it's not because anybody has been exposed. You're just being...
No. We're just trying to be smart. We're out of state, and I know a lot of people, at least in Nebraska, if you leave the state, they want you to kind of quarantine a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to do it and not take any chances.
You're following the rules and being smart.
I've always kind of been a rule follower, so I'm doing that.
Oh, this one came from Belichick.
Right.
He definitely follows the rules.
So, that's exactly right.
How crazy is it in Nebraska? In Massachusetts, it's nuts. New York is crazy. I really LA, obviously. I haven't really heard anything about Nebraska, though.
You know, it's nuts, but we don't have crazy amount of cases.
Yeah.
We had a certain amount early on, and it's kind of, I don't want to say it's tapered, but I think some people have done a good job. And to be honest, it's not like New York or California where you can go to the beach. It's just people living, so.
How are you entertaining yourselves?
There's a lot of different ways to entertain yourselves when you have four kids.
Yeah.
You got a TikTok yet?
No, I'm not in the TikTok world yet.
Okay.
I'm not.
My God.
But we go outside, go for walks. Two of my kids are old enough to be in school, which they are in school, so we're homeschooling. That keeps my wife more busy than me. She's probably a little bit more on task than I am, so I'm trying my best, though.
Yeah. Now, you obviously, I know you're retired from the NFL, but I'm sure you still have a bunch of dudes that play that you still talk to. What are they doing, and what are you hearing as far as, like, is the season going to get delayed, or are they still planning to play regular?
You know, I haven't heard anything on that. And the thing is, too, which is crazy, it may sound crazy, may not, but a lot of my friends, like, we're catching up just on how the family is because we've got so much going on.
Yeah.
It's not usually football stuff unless it's getting close to, like, training camp, because I always remember the training camp feeling when you're like, man, my life's over. I'm going to be away from my family for a long time. But other than that, it's really just family talk. Do I think the season will happen? I mean, I'm not a medical expert, but... With everything you're hearing, whether you like people or not, we're hoping, I would like to think that life as we knew it would be at least closed by September. At least I'm hoping that, because, gosh,
it's a long time.
On TV. There's nothing on TV.
Right.
What the heck? We only watch so much Netflix.
Yeah.
Right.
We should all get a freaking Netflix endorsement after this, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, even when the season starts, it's still going to be depressing for us over here because,
yep.
Man.
Have you been following the Tom Brady stuff?
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. So people always ask me, like, are you interested in football still? I'm like, I have no interest in playing, but I am as involved or more, like, in following the NFL. So, yes, I know everything that went on in free agency.
Were you, because I know if I was, you know, connected in some way, shape, or form, I mean, you used to play with Brady. Are you gossiping with you know, former teammates or current teammates? Were you gossiping like everyone else was? Like, were you like, do you know if he's going? What's the deal?
No, I really wasn't. I think it's something, too. There's this unwritten rule with players that, like, you just don't talk about the business part.
Yeah.
You don't talk about contracts. You don't talk. Mm. So it's like something that, when there were a few years past, when people were talking about, I think the Le'Veon Bell thing, and teammates came out, called him out, like.
Right.
That was, I remember hearing that. I was like, that's such a big no-no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't do that. It's because everyone has their own business, their own LLC, if you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's their business.
Yeah.
Personal stuff is personal, and it just don't let it leak into business, because a lot of people's feelings are going to be hurt if that's how it is. So you kind of just keep it to business. But, I mean, heck yeah, I followed the whole deal.
Yeah.
And over under, Tampa Bay going to win 10 games this year, over under. And then over under, Patriots / Jarrett Stidham going to win 10 games this year.
All right, gambler.
What are we thinking?
I would say over for Tampa.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know much about Stidham.
Okay.
I really don't. I've followed the Patriots. But you don't know a ton about the backup guy. Now, I know a lot about Brian Hoyer. Hoyer, I think, is a severely underrated quarterback. But as far as, like, Stidham, I don't know. Do I think they're going to win games? Yes, because of... Everyone's going to say because of Bill. And let's be honest, Bill's a great coach, and Josh is an incredible offensive mind. Yes, they're going to have something to do with it. But I think that a lot of people kind of get lost in translation or whatever. New England just has really good football players too, so I wouldn't be surprised if they make the playoffs either. A lot of things are going to have to materialize before the beginning of the season on both teams, like picking up new guys, draft picks, yada yada yada. So I think it'll be interesting. I'm not really sure on either. I just know what Tom can bring as a leader and as a quarterback, and I think that helps his case down in Tampa.
I want to cry right now.
Thank you. Come on, Romero.
I'm not
going
to cry.
We have
on the phone with another man. No. Danny, thank you so much for joining us. By the way, Danny has a podcast out called Out of Nowhere, so check that out. And if you want to see him, you ain't, because he's self-quarantining right now in Nebraska.
that's exactly right. I'm self-quarantining, and thankfully we were recording a few episodes a decent amount of episodes before, but yeah, the Out of Nowhere podcast. Come join us while you're quarantined or while you're social distancing, working from home. Are we great interviewers? I don't know, probably not. but we have guests on to talk about their Out of Nowhere story. Everyone has their own out of nowhere story, and then to top that off with, our conversations can go anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what's fun. Like we're not trying to be you guys. We don't know how to interview great, but we do know how to communicate and enjoy just conversation, like three buddies.
You know how to say words.
Yeah, we know how to say words. And hopefully, we make you laugh.
Yeah,
there's a great in to try to listen.
There's a great
I'm
sell.
In.
And,
right.
And there's nothing on Netflix right now because you've seen it all, so might as well listen.
Right, and that's the thing is, you know, maybe you don't like it, fine, it's not for you. If you do like it, awesome. I hope you enjoy it.
I love this.
That's a bestseller.
You might need help with your PR there, Danny, but
no,
okay.
No,
you're
no,
doing all right.
Some people say, hey, I'm not into selling it. The freaking content will sell it.
All right.
There it is. Hey, Danny, man, good luck with everything. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, have a good one, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Boston. Get up. The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.